I will start with roll call. Trustee Linder. Here. Trustee Horowitz.
Present.
Trustee Gardner.
Here.
Trustee Valdo.
Here.
Vado, sorry. And then Trustee Vice Chair Menon.
I hear.
And I believe you need to be qualified by our council.
Oops. Vice Chair Menon, are you teleconferencing from the location 1162 Briarwood Way, Walnut Creek, California?
That is correct.
And is the location from where you are teleconferencing accessible and open to the public?
Yes.
And have you posted the agenda on the outside of the location from where you are teleconferencing from?
Yes.
And if a member wants to be heard by this committee, can they be heard from your location?
Yes.
Vice Chair Menon has been qualified under the traditional Brown Act teleconferencing rules. All votes must be roll call votes. Thank you.
Thank you, Council Chen. And so then, in order of the day, item 2C is going to be heard after closed session. I don't need a motion for that. I can just make that agenda change, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. So with that, I think we now move into closed session to discuss our first item.
Or you could do the wave sunshine now if you wanted to get it out of the way.
Sure, we could do that. Can I get a motion to waive sunshine on items 2B1 and items 2B2?
So moved. Second.
I've got a first from Trustee Linder, a second from Trustee Horowitz, and we'll have to do roll call votes. So Trustee Linder.
Aye.
Trustee Horowitz.
Aye.
Trustee Gardner.
Aye.
And Trustee Botto.
Aye.
Okay. Trustee Vice Chair Menon.
Yes.
Okay, great. So we can move to closed session now. Bring this back in. Okay, we are coming out of closed session. There is no reportable items or action. And with that, we're going to move to the consent calendar. So I need an approval of the minutes for the September 10th, 2025 Joint Personnel Committee meeting.
So moved.
Thank you, Trustee Horowitz. Can I have a second?
Second, Gardner.
Thank you, Trustee Gardner. And we have to roll call vote. Trustee Linder.
Aye.
Trustee Horowitz.
Aye.
Trustee Gardner.
Aye.
Trustee Botto.
Aye.
And Vice Chair Menon.
Aye.
Great. And I vote aye, so the minutes are approved. Moving on to Section 2, New Business, we are moving 2C forward. Discussion and action on formation of an ad hoc committee to select and work with the executive search firm for the CIO search. I'll open it up to anyone who's got some thoughts on the merits of having an ad hoc committee.
Well, I think we should have an ad hoc committee. We should jump to figuring out who's on.
Wow, I saw that.
Yeah.
I think it worked well with the CEO.
That's what we did with the CEO. Clearly, that's really going to have a streamlined group that's going to focus on this. So.
Is it everyone else will think it's a good idea?
I also do because... One for efficiency, and also two is, you know, for these boards, the two things that we control is the CIO, CEO, and our attorneys, and us being involved that process versus delegated, I think it's important for us involved.
Okay.
I'll formulate a motion that we form an ad hoc committee.
Sorry. Under the Brown Act, the ad hoc committees must be formed with certain legal constraints. So it has to be for a limited purpose, for a limited duration. And the ad hoc committee composition needs to be determined as well as a part of the motion. Just FYI, the composition of the JP or the ad hoc committee cannot constitute a quorum of the JPC. So you want to be mindful of how many individuals you put on the ad hoc. So, for example, we have six members.
Yeah.
If we were to put four in the ad hoc, that would constitute a quorum. And so we would not be able to do that. However, if we did one person from Police and Fire and one person from Federated and it was two or three, that's fine. It wouldn't be a quorum. That would be fine.
And then we need the scope too, right? You said.
Well, that's right.
I think we got the purpose is pretty narrow, right? As agendized, and you need a duration as well.
Right. So, for example, for the purpose, it could be for the working with a recruiter. It could be for the initial screening of the individuals. It could be for, you know, a number of different things, what you want the ad hoc committee to do, but you should specify specifically what those individual things are. So be clear what's been delegated and what's not.
So I was going to say, just I thought the process with Roberto, not yeah, Roberto, and the hiring the CEO was pretty smooth. And just to remind the group of that scope at the time, it was working with the recruiter on creating the brochure and the recruitment flyer with the input from everybody that's in this committee. It still had to come back to this committee for final approval. So the ad hoc didn't have any decision-making authority, final authorities, put it that way. And then when it came to the actually looking at the applicants, the recruiter did sort it all out for us. And so there was no decision making on the ad hoc. We did see, who was on the list, but that was about it. Otherwise, all decisions were made by the JPC. So a lot of it's just HR, just making sure things are moving efficiently through. There was just a lot of emails, I remember, and sometimes quick phone calls. But that was about it.
So responsibility is to liaise with the recruiting firm to guide the process.
Identify candidates, yeah.
Identify candidates.
Well, it's before identification of candidates, it sounds like for the CEO search, the ad hoc committee worked with the recruiter to develop the brochure and the candidate profile, but then brought that back to the full JPC for approval before it was released.
We had meetings where we identified what we were looking for in a candidate.
Correct.
Yeah.
So the if you select one of the recruiters,
interviews. I thought we had it right from here.
Okay.
Yeah, we did have a session.
Yeah.
So you would do if you selected one of the executive recruiting firms today, we would schedule them to come to do that initial meeting to discuss what are you looking for in a candidate? What problems are you looking to solve? What do you like or not like? Some of that could be done in closed session in order to give the recruiter input so that they can develop their first draft of the brochure. But then the ad hoc committee would work with the recruiter to refine it, make sure they captured it correctly, essentially bringing a final draft back to the JPC. Or you could delegate the authority to this ad hoc committee to approve the brochure. However, it's where do you want to draw the line of what this committee does versus what the JPC, what the as compared to what the JPC is delegated to do in this situation, which is take it all the way up to recommending final candidates to the full boards.
So my thought process would be the ad hoc would work with the recruiter to develop the brochure, where you're looking, who you're looking, whatever else. But I do think the JPC should come in involvement when we get a candidate pool.
Yes.
That would be where I think the scope for both committee.
Yeah, the last recruiter, they got all the candidates. They went through it. They did interviews. The recruiter and the candidates did all the interviews, and created a list. And they said, I believe these are our top X amount. That list was brought to the JPC for review. And then we determined at that time how many people we wanted to interview. And if there was anybody else that was on not on the list that we wanted to get put on, we could.
Yeah. And we did that in closed session.
We did that in closed session.
Once you have a candidate.
Yeah, we've got to maintain the confidentiality of the candidates.
A really long motion.
That's just going to have to amend.
I mean, but no, I like
if he wants to.
And I like what
so
Franco said.
What I heard from Franco was that the ad hoc committee could develop and approve the brochure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how the outreach is going to go, they're going to
approve
work.
The final version or the
final version.
I think the final version is fine.
So all so that
the brochure is just a brochure.
You
the people that want the job are going to put it
in. Yeah. And then to work with the recruiter to determine the marketing approach, where and hows, and all the way to development of a candidate list. Once the candidate list is developed without filter coming back to the JPC for the JPC to weigh in who and how many.
Correct.
Is that?
Yeah, that sounds
right.
All right. I second that.
And part of today's agenda, we're able to discuss a little bit at a high level the type of profile, so we can start to get input now for whoever is on the ad hoc and ends up interfacing with the executive search. And then it wouldn't be bad to have like Prabhu help us expand the different lanes of marketing.
Sure.
Well, yeah. I would definitely like to do what we did with Roberto and have Prabhu's input, because he's obviously working in the field.
Yeah, all the way through.
Yeah.
But like just even in the ad hoc, our search firm may know all the places to market, but he's got a lot of relationships too. Okay. He knows candidates. So
I think we need a
duration also.
I was gonna say, I think we have a purpose. We need a duration, and that duration can be a relative duration.
So last time we had it was through the hiring of the CIO. So it went all the way through the contracting as soon as this contract was signed.
Okay.
Oh, nice. Okay. So we've got a purpose, we've got a duration, now we just need a composition.
You have to include that.
Or we, let's first establish the ad hoc in one motion.
The ad hoc must include all these component parts.
Okay, so you gotta
write that down, right?
So you gotta
my man is doing that, yeah.
You gotta add bodies to your mush.
Yeah, so I think it works well with two people, one from each board. I think that's the most efficient way to do it.
And they could work with Prabhu.
We did that last time, right? It was one from each.
That was the each.
Yeah.
Mark, you were on it, and Andrew, you were on it. Okay.
So that would be my suggestion.
Andrew and I were really busy during that period.
Yeah. Well, they were busy on the other part.
Yeah.
At the end.
I'm not sure who had it worse. The people that had to talk to the council members, people that had to talk to Pam and Deb.
beyond the Brown Act scope of our discussion.
So we'll narrow it
back to the ad hoc.
Thank you, don't forget to turn your mics on so it can be recorded.
So two people, so the CEO is hired, CIO is hired.
And we have to define the two people?
So there's multiple ways you can do it. You could have the chair select the two, which is what we did last time around. Brent Linder was not yet on our JBC. So that he would be subject to the JBC's ad hoc. So we allow the chair to appoint them at their leisure. And that allowed us time to switch out committee assignments to allow Trustee Linder to join us. Alternate, so that's one way you could do it. This is what we did last time. Another way you could do it is to have a selection of individuals here and you pick who it is. Or another way you could do it is like IC chair. You can really formulate any way you would like. For the ad hoc committee.
But my thought process being considered, it's a very narrow scope of what we're looking for, is it should be someone who's involved with the IC. Now, I don't know if that's something that we do
from
the board level. I mean, I know Andrew's on the IC. He's been on it for a while. Eshwar's on it, obviously. That's just my take on it. And then those people, considering they're not the... They're very niche in what they do, work with Prabhu.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the two people that would work with Prabhu. Prabhu would kind of look at it and go, yeah, that's great. And you know what? You should probably go here, it should go there. You know, I think that would be the most effective way, but that's, just my opinion.
Yeah, I think operationally, just having it two people selected by the chair of the JPC, we're going to discuss it amongst ourselves who's actually going to do it. But just operationally, you can say you, and we're done. So.
You could do that, but you also, generally speaking, would want someone who would accept the position. So, for example, if the chair just picked somebody and they didn't have bandwidth or whatever, and they've already decided on that, it would give me.
I think that would come out in the discussion about who is actually going to raise their hand.
So the suggestion that people from the IC, that's not a bad one. You and I are the IC reps here, and then it's you and it's Andrew and Eshwar. I know you got a lot on your plate, so I'm willing to really want to take back. Strike that from the record. I did not say happy. I'm willing to represent.
Your happiness is not our concern. I'm not sure you're aware of that.
I think you'd be the ideal person.
Yeah. Thank you. And then, so then Andrew or Eshwar, how would you guys, either you feel And Andrew, you're a pro, so it wouldn't be bad to have a little continuity from the CEO one. But Eshwar,
what are your thoughts?
Yeah, Andrew, what do you think, Andrew? I'm fine either way. So
yeah, I'm happy to do it. I enjoyed the process last time, but
that's happiness. We got happiness.
Or demented.
More happiness.
It's
a limoncello.
They made the process easy. Put that way.
Well, why don't you guys? So, Eshwar, are you okay with Andrew? Or do you guys want to flip for it, or do you want to have more discussion?
No, I'm good, Andrew. I'm good with you doing it.
Now you can formulate a complete. It's even better. Okay. I'm not doing it. Like
everything but the CIO, back to me. Everything we just said.
Why don't we do it this way? We'll have John repeat back what he heard in terms of what he understands the consensus might be or the discussion might be around what the motion sounds like on our conversations. And then you can adopt his statement as part of your amended motion.
Okay. So I have the development of a CIO search ad hoc committee for the purpose of working with the executive search firm up to and through the development of a final brochure up into a candidate list is created. The ad hoc committee will bring that candidate list back to the full JPC. But the ad hoc committee will continue to liaise with the executive search firm for a duration of through the hiring of the CIO. The ad hoc committee will consist of Anurag and Andrew.
So my only other question, I'm accepting that amendment, but I'm also asking the question, was it the same ad hoc committee that also negotiated the contract with John? So that's going to be a separate ad hoc. It was a separate layer.
Yeah, because it was, first it was Mark and I, then it was Anurag.
Okay, so we're going to do another one.
Yeah.
Once we get the candidate identified.
Yeah. Okay. So the amended motion stands.
So the amended motion stands.
Can I have a second to Trustee Horowitz's motion?
Second.
I have a second from Trustee Linder. Roll call vote. Trustee Linder.
Aye.
Trustee Horowitz.
Aye.
Trustee Garnier.
Aye.
Trustee Botto.
Aye.
Vice Chair Menon.
Yes.
And I vote aye, so the ad hoc committee has been duly formed.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, well, so now let's please return to item 2A, a discussion and action on the interim management plan for our investment team as we address the departure of our CIO. I feel like that's less imminent.
Yeah.
I feel like that's less pressing.
I think maybe other than directing the CIO to identify any operational things that are in play that need to be identified, so that they can be passed on to the next CIO, or things we need to have a watchful eye over that are in flux.
How far are we from this deputy CIO spot?
The council memo that is in draft has a December 2nd date on it.
Mm-hmm.
So assuming all the internals move at speed, we would expect that to be in front of council by December 2nd. That creates the classification. Then it allows us to request an overstrength position. That overstrength position goes through mayoral request.
This is part of transition. So can we discuss this a little more fully?
If that's,
I think it's.
Well, investor.
Logically speaking, that would be.
I think it's
the person that would probably designated is that called the backup person or whatever else,
or the potential interim if necessary.
No,
and yeah, that's why I'd like to discuss it. I think it's important that we continue with that designation quickly as we can.
So if we wanted to put speed behind that, what I would do is I would get I would need to request approval for the creation of that position, right? Because technically ORS does not have a approval for deputy CIO position. We approved the creation of the classification, which means that we could classify somebody that, but we need to get approval. So what I would suggest is that in the November meetings, we bring forth a motion for the boards to approve for the CEO to work with the city to get approval on this position, which I wouldn't do until the overstrength until the classification is done.
Yeah.
But what that does is it allows me to, as soon as the city council approves the classification, I can go right to the mayor's office because the boards have already had the authorization to do so.
And you just did an agenda setting meeting this morning that I missed. Yeah. Was this something we could add to our agenda or what you did? I don't want to upset the idea.
No, but I believe it's actually under discussion in the
investments.
As part of our,
It's something we discussed at the last JPC.
Yeah.
But it is not up for a discussion and action. We do have November's meeting to do that.
So you're fine.
I think we'll
lease fire and then back correct. In November.
Okay. Let me ask another question. Clearly, a deputy CIO would be the ideal. But is there anything that prevents us from appointing an interim CIO just from existing classifications? Doesn't have to be a deputy.
I don't think. Yeah, I think you're right.
That is
so,
correct.
So we have an out to select someone and say, yes, you will act as interim until such time.
Well, considering Prabhu's timeline, that puts us at least similarly aligned.
Yeah.
Because if it's going before the city beginning of December, and he's saying from January 1st to March 31st. Yeah.
Nope. Yeah. By all means, we're going to pursue the deputy CIO position. We were doing that anyway before we heard from Prabhu. So let's continue on that path.
The scare that you're talking about is for some reason we had an urgent need to place an interim, we would hire class somebody into Prabhu's position. That would, of course, require that position to be vacant.
Yeah, fully vacant.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the only corollary there.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, that means, but we have a method to be covered in.
Yes.
Okay. Any other? That was something I wanted to raise, so I'm glad that got discussed. Vice Chair Menon, any other transition planning issues that we should be thinking through now and discussing?
No, I don't think so. I think Prabhu is staying with us. I think everything is functioning well. And, I think, if Prabhu, if you need anything, I guess you can call the chairs of the IC. Is any way that we can help?
And to that end, Prabhu, any thoughts that you have that we should be thinking through at this stage?
No, not as it pertains to this item, no.
Okay. Well, with that, then I think we can conclude our item 2A discussion and move on to item 2B, which is discussion and action plan to engage an executive search firm for the purposes of hiring CIO.
Sorry, can we just circle back to item 2A so there will be no action taken?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I should have said that. So I think we need discussion and action on this.
So, yes, for So the city has a number of master services agreement with a number of executive search firm. We put out a request generally to all of the executive search firms, letting them know high level what position we were recruiting for and a little bit about the organization. We received three responses. One response was, we don't really handle that, so we're not going to submit a proposal. And then we submitted the two proposals that you have before you, one for WBCP and one for Alliance RC. I believe Alliance RC
is that has a name change. Did they change it? Alliance change? Are they both?
It's probably the same.
You're thinking about Gallagher.
Oh, right.
The cop survey.
Alliance was used for the CEO search that completed last year, and I also believe Alliance was used for hiring of Prabhu during his original hiring. You know, generally, both firms have a strong process, a strong presence, specifically in California, but also nationally. You know, there is a little bit of a cost difference between the two. But, you know, I think I would ask you to take a look at the references provided in each of the proposals. I think that tells a strong story of who has the best experience, first with pension funds and then second with investment officers or investment related staff.
So what jumps out at me immediately is that the WBCP doesn't list any investment officers amongst the types of people they recruited. They've listed the directors of finance, but that's a totally different position. So to me, it almost disqualifies them as being someone we can rely on. And I think Alliance, we did have a good experience with them on the CEO search. They don't list a lot of IO officers that they've recruited. So I guess my only question is, should we be looking at a firm that specializes in investment staff? And what would that look like?
Imagine the city didn't have one.
That's probably something outside the scope of normal city requirements. So,
and if we go that route, I think we would have to go through an RFP process.
Yeah, that's going to drag everything out.
Drag things out. I mean, WBCP, I mean, they had some really good references here. And I concur with everything everybody said. My experience with Alliance going through that process with the CEO was a very good process. I thought they were very responsive to same day questions and phone calls and emails. They kept us in the loop the whole entire time, I felt like. And I thought it was a smooth process. So I would support Alliance.
I agree. And their experiences with a lot of county and city and investment offices, retirement systems. So
I've worked three searches with WBCP. They are good, but they aren't, this isn't their area. I think, you know, I thought Alliance did a really good job. I wasn't here when they worked on the Prabhu one, but presuming they did well.
We'll end up with a great candidate.
And so I would.
It also looked like it would be the same team that we'd be interacting with.
Mm. Yeah, good point. I think it'd be Cheryl.
Yeah.
So I would move forward for Alliance.
A second thought.
Okay, so I have a first from Trustee Linder, and I have a second from Trustee Votto. And Vice Chair Menn, did you want to make any comments or remarks before we do roll call vote?
No, I think, you know, they did a good job at the CEO search. I think they had a good list of candidates. The process worked smoothly. I think they seem to have knowledge of the space. I think Trustee Horowitz is right that I think I saw only one CIO, but I think the broad knowledge of the space and, you know, our experience with them before. So I would support the firm.
If I could just make one comment, having been on the other side of this process, the travel reimbursement done by the client, as stated in their proposal, there was a little bit of friction in that. I would suggest that we potentially attempt to negotiate it into the contract, that it could be passed through. So it's an expense to us, to the consultant, but the reimbursements would be done with rather than directly to our team.
Okay, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if they'll do that, because they specifically say that they don't do that, but it would be something I think would be worth asking, because it will make it easier for our candidates.
Okay.
Also protects the anonymous.
Yeah,
part of a process.
It probably adds to the confidentiality, right? Yes. There's a bureaucratic state. Right. During the disbursement process.
Yeah, I mean, the only comment I have before we vote is I think delaying to find someone else is offset by the positive experience we've had with them. Prabhu, Andrew, me, anyone, I think helping the sourcing, I think this is a tricky, there was a comment made close. Sourcing for this will be a little bit more challenging than for CEO, so we may just want to, even though there's a committee, there are more voices and more avenues for finding candidates would be appreciated, I think.
And Alliance last time was open to if we had recommendations of where to source.
Right.
You know, so they got a list of, you know, where they're planning to go out and advertise. But if there's any other ideas that, you know, Prabhu or anybody on this committee has, they would incorporate it.
And I think we were lucky with Prabhu. I mean, don't forget, he was on the board.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Well, he was in the space.
Yeah.
It was in the know.
He knew what he was getting into. Exactly. Okay, great. So that, let's vote. Trustee Linder?
Aye.
Trustee Horowitz?
Aye.
Trustee Gardner?
Aye.
Trustee Votto?
Aye.
Vice Chair Menon?
Aye.
And I vote aye. So who will reach out to Alliance?
Okay. I'll coordinate with the
ad hoc. Okay. So, terrific. Great. And I believe there are no other agenda items. Any proposed agenda items for the next JPC?
So our next JPC meeting then would be, if just to recap what we're talking about, would be to, if Alliance, we have, were able to get a contract with them, they would come and sit down with us to figure out a profile.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be the next meeting that you guys think of?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so hopefully that'll be quick in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. We'll do the scheduling offline because I'm dependent on how the ad hoc committee can interact, how quickly with Alliance,
right,
and get things finalized.
That's right.
Okay. Any public comments?
No.
With that, we are adjourned. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, guys.